We'll begin reading in verse number 14 tonight, standing up for Jesus. Acts 2 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be known this unto you and hearken unto my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass," read this with me, "that whosoever..." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you for a Wednesday night prayer meeting, a time to come and pray and study your word tonight. Father, I pray tonight that we be a church found, Father, standing up for you, standing up for Jesus tonight, standing on thus saith the word of God tonight. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's prayer requests all over this room tonight. And Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus that you touch them needs tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight that you touch Sister Hannah as she goes into nursing school. Father, I pray you open her eyes. Father God, I pray you illuminate her mind, Father, that she'd be able to learn the things that you had put out there. Father, Lord, I pray you would touch that in a mighty way. Father, they're all over this room tonight. Ones that are sick, one that has cancer, the ones that are just battling in life. Lord, I pray you touch them. Lord, I pray tonight that you continue to be with Brother Riley and Sister Caitlin, Father God, and that baby. Lord God, I pray, Father, that you just continue to keep your loving arms around them. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight that we have a group of believers here that stand up for you. Father, we stand for you because you stood for us. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. You loved us before we ever loved you. And Father, I pray tonight for the one that thinks that they can't be loved. I pray tonight that they see in the scripture that you do love them tonight, Father. And I ask tonight that you touch this word and use it in a mighty way. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Standing up for Jesus. As we come tonight, we see here that Peter stood up for Jesus Christ and his brethren here. When he came here, you know what they said? They said, these men and these brethren, they're drunk. They're speaking in a tongue that's not, they said they're not got drunk. They're not where they need to be. And Peter comes here and he takes up for the brethren on the day of Pentecost. And when a believer allows the Holy Ghost to have complete control as Peter did, they will be able to stand up as well as Peter did. When you let the Holy Ghost of heaven have complete control over your life, you'll be able to stand up to people that don't believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you'll be able to share the gospel. But tonight, I want to look at how Peter stood tonight and how he was standing for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number one tonight, I'd say to you that Peter stood as a warrior for the Savior. As he got here, he stood up as a warrior for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He didn't bow down, he didn't get out, but he stood as a warrior. I will say to you tonight, though, that Peter was not always did he stand up. There was sometimes he sat down when he should have stood up. If you'll turn with me tonight to Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 55 tonight, the same writer that wrote the book of Acts, here is Luke again. And Luke in his gospel, he tells about Peter before the day of Pentecost. And as we look into Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 55 tonight, we see that there was a time in Peter's life that he was sitting down. He was not doing what he should have been doing, and he was sitting down. I would ask you tonight, do you know times in your life when you need to be standing up for the Lord and you need to be doing what the Lord's called you to do, but instead of standing up, you've been sitting down. You've been on the sideline, and it's time to get in the game. You know what, tonight, unless you get anointed, unless you get filled with the Holy Ghost, there'll be a time in your life that you'll sit down and not do what God's called you to do. The only way we can fulfill the commitment that God's put on our life is by being filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Luke 22:55, the same author says, "And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set," look here tonight, "and were set down together, Peter sat down among them." He sat down among them when they was fixing to take Jesus. And as he came here, they done got Jesus. And when Peter should have been standing up, he was sitting down. I want you to know tonight, but as you look into Acts chapter number 2, after he's done been at Pentecost, you see we don't see Peter sitting down no more, but Peter is speaking out. I see in the text it said, "But Peter standing up with the 11." No longer was he the one sitting back, but he started standing up. Acts 2:14 says that he was standing up and he was speaking out. Hey, there was a time in his life he warmed his hands by the fire of this world. Hey, but no more. He's warming his fire by the Holy Ghost. And as he stands up there, he is a warrior for the Savior Jesus Christ. And as you look here in verse number 14, the Bible says, "But Peter standing up with the 11, he lifted up his voice." Not only did he stand up, but he spoke up. Friends, in the world that we live in, and I know you feel the same way I do tonight, there's a time in your life that you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to speak up. We can't always cower down and cower out, but we have to have that courage in our life to stand up in the world that we live in. "And said unto them, You men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, to this known unto you, and hearken unto my words." I see Peter when he stood up. He stood up as a warrior for the Savior. Number one, he had confidence as a warrior. As he stood up now being filled with the Holy Ghost, he had confidence in what he needed to say. Friends, tonight, have you ever stood up and you knew you needed to speak for Jesus and you didn't do it? And you say, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel comfortable witnessing. I don't feel comfortable asking people, do they know Jesus? You know what, tonight, it ain't never going to get to a place where we'll be comfortable, but we got to have confidence that God's leading us in that area. Amen? He says tonight he's a warrior for the Savior. Number one, he had confidence as a warrior. But I see number two, he had character as a warrior. No longer was he a coward. No longer did he sit down, but he stood up. And I see that confidence turned into a character that he had. And he didn't want these men just to talk anyway about his brethren. He wanted to uplift the brethren. And look what he says here. Not only did he have confidence and a character, but he had a concern. Look what he says in verse 14. He says, "Be this known unto you." There it is. There's that character. He said, "I want you to know, I want this to be known unto you, that the words that I speak are hearkening to my words, for these are not drunken." My brethren that you're talking about, they're not drunken as you suppose, seeing it be but the third hour of the day. He said, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no way they're drunk. No way they're in that area. See, he had a character to uphold, but he also had a concern about the brethren. You know what, tonight, the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as you get into the book of Acts tonight, it's built on the truth of the gospel. I want you to know tonight that the church is not built on love. It's not. You get an Acts and you go from Acts 1 over to Acts 16 and you read that book. The church is built on the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what he told Peter over there in Matthew chapter number 16? And they asked him, he said, who does men say that I am? And they said, and some said that they are Elijah. Some said that they are Jonah. Some said you're a Jeremiah. But he said, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Son of God. You are who you are tonight. And he said, upon this rock, what? The words that Peter spoke, that Jesus was the Son of God, and upon them words, he said this, I will build my church. He builds that church on the truth when we stand on the truth of God's word tonight. When you share the truth, we share it in love. When you lie to somebody, that's not in love. But when you tell the truth tonight, that is in love. I see tonight this, though, not only was he a warrior for the Savior, in verse number 14, he had confidence, he had a character, and he had concern. But I see number two, when he stood up for Jesus, not only was he a warrior, but he was a witness of the Scripture. If he was going to be a warrior in what God had called him to do, he was going to use Scripture to back up what he was preaching. Look what he says here tonight. I love this tonight. Standing up for Jesus. And Peter, as he got here tonight, not only was he a warrior, but he was a witness tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And look in verse 16. He said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, I want you to know Scripture is telling you what's going on. Tonight, if you want to know how to get out of what you're in, read the Scripture. Tonight, if you want to know what's going on in the world we live in, read the Scripture. If you need something in your life, read the Scripture. Everything that you need to live by tonight is in this book tonight from cover to cover, and it's in the Scripture tonight. He said he was a witness of the Scripture in verse number 16, but Peter said this, by this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. You say, preacher, why did he go back to the Scriptures? If you'll turn with me to John 6, 68. If you'll turn with me there tonight, John chapter number 6 and verse number 68. I want to show you this tonight. And we know that this is right after John 6, 66. From that time, many of the disciples went back. What did they do? They quit following Jesus. No longer was they a warrior. No longer did they stay true to what God had called them to do, but they started going back. And no longer was they a witness. Folks, tonight, if I'm going to be a warrior and you're going to be a warrior tonight, we must be a witness of the Scripture that's in our life tonight. Amen? Look what he says tonight. Let's do John 6, 66. We're talking about he used the Scriptures in the book of Joel, and here's why. In John 6, 66, the Bible says, from that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. And they said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? And then Simon Peter, that's who we're talking about tonight, that stood up for Jesus. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, there he is. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, Lord, where are we going to go? He said, you, look what he's got. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Peter knew that Jesus Christ had the words to eternal life. Do you remember that when Mary and Martha, all the way through the Bible, they was wondering where Jesus was when Lazarus had died? He said, if you'd have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Amen? That's all he had to say. Tonight, I don't have to defend this book. All I have to do tonight is preach this book. This book will defend itself. When you start letting it be the witness for you tonight, it will defend itself tonight. Let me show you this in the text, though, in verse 17. Here's what he said. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. And where he gets this is the account is in Joel chapter number 2, verse 28 through 32. He brings Old Testament Scripture in here, and he says, I'm going to witness to you what's going on in these men's lives by Old Testament Scripture. Tonight, we know that in the Old Testament, that the Holy Spirit, when it came to a person, it rested on the outside of them. It rested on them. But after the day of Pentecost, that Holy Ghost, when it comes to a man, woman, boy, or girl, no longer does it rest on the outside, but it comes to the inside. It is an indwelling. It indwells that person tonight. And I want you to get this tonight. When you get indwelled with the Holy Ghost tonight, you will never be the same. Peter was a coward then, but he's courageous now. What's the difference? That filling of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Tonight you say, well, I've been praying for it. I've been waiting on it tonight. If you got saved, you got the Holy Ghost. You couldn't be saved without it. You can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that convicts you of your sin and shows you Jesus. And he is the one doing the drawing. Let me give you this tonight. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. There's three important matters I want to look at right here in the text tonight. When you're going to stand up for Jesus and you're going to be, every one of us has rough weeks. Amen. Every one of us has a rough week. Every one of us has hard times. Every one of us has stuff going on in our life. But to stand up for Jesus, we have no excuse not to. No excuse. Well, when I stand up, I don't feel comfortable. I don't either. When I stand up, my blood pressure goes up. It does mine too. When I stand up, it does me too, and it does everybody else that way. Nobody's just comfortable just telling about Jesus. Nobody's just all this comfortable and got all this. And if they do got that, and they do got that about them, I'd worry about them. And I'd wonder about them if they're really filled with the Spirit of God. Because I want you to know, when you get that in your life, you're going to be careful with what God gives you and make sure it's what God has gave and not what you're trying to give. All right, standing up for Jesus. Number one, he's a warrior. Number two, he's a witness of the Scripture. Look, three important matters here tonight I want to show you in the book. Verse 17, one is the pouring out of the Spirit. In verse 17, the pouring out of the Spirit. I want you to get this word tonight. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will, and God can't lie, I will pour out of my Spirit. He said, I'm going to pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, your sons, Your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Listen to this tonight. And the key word here that we keep getting here, and one important matter that I believe that we need to understand tonight, is he didn't say, I'm going to spill it out. Spilling it is a mistake. If I spill something, it was an accident, it was a mistake. He said, I'm going to pour it out on my people. I'm going to pour it out on my people. To pour it out, he pours it directly where it needs to go, when it needs to go there. We all are indwelled by it. We all get the Holy Spirit when we get saved, get the Holy Ghost when we get saved. But I want you to know tonight, you can have the Holy Spirit and not be filled with it tonight. There's a difference in having him and being filled with him. There's a difference now tonight. And tonight, what I want you to know, I want this church to get a hold of, is that we, as believers tonight, if we're going to be a warrior and we're going to be a witness, we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to be poured in our life every single day of our life. And we want to be filled with that Holy Spirit. He lives inside of me, but I want more of him. I want as much as he wants to put on me, put it on me. Everybody understand that? When you get that way, you can overcome the wiles of the devil because you're going to be filled. If you're filled and he pours into you and you're slapped full, there's no room for nothing else. You get down to a half a tank, you get down to empty, Brother Kevin, won't be long, your fuel pump will stop up. But if you keep it up there and keep the gas in it, keep it filled up, it won't be long, you'll be okay. Get this tonight, I'll give you this. Whoa, glory. It's not a spilling, it's a pouring. And how do you know if somebody's been filled and been poured, that Spirit's poured in them? Man, you can tell it when you walk up to them. If that Spirit's living inside that man, woman, boy, or girl, they should be a difference when you walk up. They should be a difference when you walk up. Let me give you this. Number one, important matter of being a witness of the Scripture. Number one, there's a pouring of the Spirit. But in 19 and 20, there is signs of the times. He says there's a pouring in, but he said, I'm going to do this because there's signs of the times that there's things that are going on. Look at this. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. There are signs that the time is coming. There are signs that the time is coming. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Tonight, we see the witness of the Scripture. Number one is because there's a pouring out of the Spirit. Number two is because it's getting close to the end. He said, I'm going to pour it out on all mankind. Folks, I don't know when he's coming, and if I told you I did know when he's coming, I'd be false in what I told, because the Bible says nobody knows. But I can tell you this, I see the signs of the times, and you do too. I see that it's getting closer than it's ever been. Every second that clock ticks, it's closer than it's ever been. And tonight, what I want you to get this is the third thing that is an important matter when you're witnessing of the Scripture and you tell people you're a warrior and you stand on the Word of God. The third thing is not only there's a pouring out of the Spirit and the signs of the time, but there's salvation to all mankind. That's what he's trying to get across to us right here. There's salvation to all mankind. You see, some might believe that only, and some do believe that only certain people can be saved. But that ain't what my Bible tells me tonight. My Bible, and I had you to read that with me. My Bible says, and it shall come to pass. You know what that means? And it shall come to pass. That means it's going to come. I know it's detour language, but that's how I read it. And it shall come to pass. That means it's coming. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said tonight, whoever, when you stand up for Jesus and you're a warrior, you don't know who you're influencing. You don't know who sees you standing up for Jesus. And when you're witnessing of them Scriptures and you're just talking the Bible and you're sharing them Scriptures, you don't know who's listening to that tonight, though. But there's a whosoever out there that needs your testimony in a mighty way. And Peter here, after he had done come to the day of Pentecost here and he done got filled with the Spirit of God, he was a believer. Now he's filled with the Spirit. He becomes bold in what he says. My last point, I want to give this to you. Not only is he a warrior, and if you're going to be a Christian, you might as well get ready to be a warrior. If you're going to be a child of God and you want to try to be a wimp, you might as well go ahead and give up and get out. Because it ain't going to work. Well, I'm going to hide back and I'm just go ahead and get out because you ain't going to be able to do it that way. Satan's going to make sure you're not going to do it that way. If you're going to be what God's called you to be, there's going to come a time in your life as a child of God, you're going to have to stand up. It may be to your family, it may be to your friends. I don't know. I know I've had in my life, and you have too. There comes times you're going to have to stand up. Even when you don't want to stand, you got to stand. And when you get there, you're going to have to be a warrior. But you're going to have to witness what the Scripture says if you're going to be a winner. That's my third point. I'm going to give you this tonight. If you're going to be a winner over Satan. I want you to turn with me here. We're talking about Peter, how he was a warrior and he's a witness. But he was a winner over Satan. He was. He won out over Satan. How do you know that, preacher? If you go to verse 41 of the text, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. What word did they receive? They received in Acts 2:41 that word that Peter spoke, the written word, the witness of the Scripture. How did they get that Scripture? Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So I see, number one, that he's a warrior, he's a witness, now he's a winner. 3,000 souls have been added. And you say, what was he a winner over? He won them souls to Jesus. But let me give you this. Turn with me back to Dr. Luke's account in Luke 22:31. We was in 55, but let's look at Peter in 31. Luke 22:31. And this is what I'm telling you. Peter finally had to get to a place that he was a warrior and he was a witness for him to ever get to where God would have him to be. You see, tonight he was not only a winner over Satan, but he was a winner over being sifted. There's not a person in this room that Satan don't sift from time to time. And when you start standing up for Jesus, you get ready, there's a sifting coming. He's going to try to sift you. And look what the Bible says tonight. The same writer in Acts is writing here in Luke. Peter didn't let his sifting be his destiny. He didn't let being sifted be what defined him. Folks, tonight, this church, what we did yesterday can't define this church. This church building we built does not define this church. I've thought about this. The love that we have for people, that's good. But what if we love people but we don't tell the truth? What good would it, what about if we just love them to get them to come? That'd be useless. What do we want to be known as? I want to be known as I'm standing for Jesus. I'm a warrior, I'm a witnessing, and I'm going to be a winner. Because I'm going to tell the truth according to the Word of God. And Peter, look what he says here in verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Jesus knew for it ever to come to top, for that warrior that was in Peter to ever get to where it needed to be, that they was going to sift and that was going to come. For him to ever be able to witness and to be able to tell a story, there's a sifting that's going to have to come. Folks, tonight, I want you to know you get strong by the sifting. When you get put in the fire, you're going to get strong. You're going to get strong. And look what he said in verse 32. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Let me give you the last thing tonight. Not only was he a winner over the sifting, but he was a winner over sitting idle. No longer do you find in the Scripture Peter sitting idle. Next place you'll find Peter, as you get on through the book of Acts, he got arrested for preaching the gospel. Leading up to the crucifixion, there wasn't enough evidence to even convict him as a follower. Some of the little damsels, some of the little girls said, yeah, I know him. And said his speech gives him away. He's a Galilean. Acts 1, you know what they said? Angel said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up? Everywhere Peter went, it was pointed in his face. You're supposed to be standing up, not sitting down. Folks, tonight, as your pastor, everywhere I go and everywhere you go, it should be sticking in my face. You should be standing up, not sitting down. What I watch, what I do, what I say, where I go should be sticking in my face. I should be standing up, not sitting down. I see tonight in this text that Peter no longer was that coward, but he got courageous. He got doing what God had called him to do. Now there's enough evidence on his life, they lock him up. He's locked up for preaching the gospel. He's locked up for doing what was right. Friends, tonight, as I tell you this tonight, I want to share this with you. Standing up for Jesus makes all the difference in the world. As I was preparing this sermon, I had a book at home, and I got reading it, and I read a story that happened out in East Texas. Man, it touched my heart. I'm going to share it with you tonight about being that winner tonight and what God's called you to do. So there was this preacher went to this guest church and said when he went in, he's preaching a three-night revival, and when he went in, he's seen a little girl sitting at the front, And said the pastor of that church said, "You see that little girl sitting up front?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "She walks to church every night. She lives right down the street." Said, "We picked her up during VBS and led her to Jesus. We picked her up on the van and led her to Jesus. But now she walks to church." And said, "When we led her to Jesus, she's one of the most faithless youth that we got. She sits on the front pew. She takes notes every night. She writes it down. Her fire's not dwindled out. It ain't went away. And she just keeps writing it down. And she keeps just studying the Word of God." And he said, "I tell you what, though, in school, she's no cheerleader. She's played no kind of ball. She's not been in the band. She's not got in the top 10. She's not a who's who. She's not none of that." He said, "She's none of that in school. None of that in school. But she comes to church and she sits on that front pew." And that pastor said, "Oh, man, that's good. That's good." He said, "But let me tell you what happened." He said, "We was at graduation, and we was getting ready for graduation that night at school. And said they started calling kids up, giving them a diploma. And when it got to that little girl to call her up to give her a diploma, when they called her name out, out of every kid in that school, she got a standing ovation. Everybody stood to their feet and applauded that young girl and started applauding her. And as she got come walking across the stage, everybody wanted to know what was going on. Mamas and daddies wanted to know why their kids didn't get applauded. And that little girl's getting applauded for whatever was going on." And said that principal, when he went to hand her the diploma, he grabbed her hand and said, "I want to tell y'all why she's being applauded." Said out of her senior class, she led 17 kids to Jesus. She led 3 teachers, and as the principal, she led me to Jesus. Why? Because she chose not to settle and to sit, but to stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I read that story and I heard that story, I want you to know tonight, that sent chills down my back. How that I don't have to be a somebody. I don't have to be, all I have to do is be a witness and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If all you know about Peter is that he denied Christ, you need to go to Pentecost. Amen? If all you know about Peter is what he did in his past, you need to go to Pentecost. If all you know about somebody in this church is what's in their past, you need to go to Pentecost and see the power that can fall on a man or woman when they've been to the day of Pentecost. They've been to that place where that fire will fall on their life. It'll soak them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And it won't be something that's spilled on them, but it will be deliberately poured out on them. My question to you tonight is this, simple question. Are you sitting on the side or are you standing up for Jesus? Are you sitting on the side? Or are you standing up for Jesus? As I studied that tonight and I listened to that word and I understood what Peter did here, he come to a place that he stood up and he spoke out. He became a warrior. Listen to me tonight, and I believe this tonight. You don't have to put on a uniform to be a warrior. The way you walk and the way you carry yourself will determine if you're a warrior tonight. I can tell Brother Brent, I can tell Brother Harold, Sister Sharon, Brother Johnny. Who else is military in here? I'm leaving that. Brother Chad, I can tell you let something go on around the church, Veterans Day, you can see how they carry themselves. You can tell they ain't got to have on a uniform until they're a soldier, a warrior. Folks, tonight, we must be a warrior in what God's called us to do. Be that witness everywhere you go. But yet, one day you can say, "Hey, man, I know I'm a winner. I know I'm a winner because what God's done in my life." When you get here tonight, we're going to see as we lead on over where Peter, he became, I'm talking about a mighty preacher. A mighty preacher. I want to read to you what I wrote down in my Bible. And I wrote this down listening to Phil Hopkins one night, Brother David at Memphis. I wrote this in the place right here. And he said one of the greatest phrases he ever heard come from Adrian Rogers. And I wrote this down, it's wrote in my Bible. It said that a lot of Baptists has been to Calvary for pardon, but they've never been to Pentecost for power. They've been to Calvary for pardon. They've seen Jesus at his crucifixion and his resurrection, but they've never been to Pentecost for the power. Folks, tonight what happened in Acts chapter number 2 ain't only for the Pentecostal. But it's for the Bible, you done read it. For whosoever, that's anybody. Had a man text me this week, and I'm gonna close here. And he asked me, he said, he didn't know I was studying this. He said, how do you get to the place when you feel like your tank's on empty? What do you do? What do you do when you feel like your tank's on empty? Trust me, if you just keep going, you're gonna run out. My wife done told me a million times, listen. You got a debit card, and if it won't work, you do something. I'm tired of getting you and bringing you gas. Tessa's had to bring me gas on the side of the road. Man, I just hate putting it in $80 at a time. $5 goes a lot better. But it don't last me near as long, Brother Les. And then what I'm supposed to be toting, I'm having to get somebody else to come alongside me and help tote. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not filled. I'm having to use somebody else, use their money, use their time. I'm having to run off their filling to keep me filled. And that guy asked me, he said, how do you stay full? How do you stay happy? How do you stay? Listen to me. Doom and gloom comes to my house like it does yours. I choose not to come in here with a doom and gloom face. If you'd have seen me a couple hours ago, it was doom and gloom. I choose not to come in here this way. When you come in here, you ought to be lifted up. When you go out, you ought to be lifted. I ought not bring you down. I ought to lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. But I have something that I do. I'm going to share it to you. It says, when you pray, enter in your closet. That's what the Bible says in the book of Matthew. Enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, talk to your Father, which is in heaven. I had a preacher tell me one time, said, well, now, don't take that literal. And for a long time, I didn't take it literal. I didn't. But let me tell you something. I have found out in my life, if I'll do exactly what the Bible says, there's a filling that comes. I can get into that closet, I can get in there and I can close that door and cut all the lights off and it's pitch dark. It's going to be inconvenient. It's not going to be comfortable. And if there's anybody at your house, it ain't going to be cool. They're going to think you're crazy. But let me tell you something. My wife and my daughter, they've seen my attitude many a times when I've went in. And they've seen my attitude when I've come out. And I guarantee you this, she'd a lot rather me go in that closet and stay a couple hours than to stay out of it. Because if I don't get to where God would have me to be in line with Him every single day, it's a daily walk, folks. It's a daily walk. You get up every morning and you choose to walk that walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You start that day off with Him. You start that day off with prayer. You start that day off with that word. You start that day off. And if you say, preacher, I'm running empty, you remember this tonight. Preacher can't feed you. Ain't a deacon in this room can feed you. Ain't a youth minister here can feed you. Ain't one person feed you, and that's the Holy Ghost. If you'll get along, talk to Him. Because all He's going to do is point you to Jesus. When He points you to Jesus, there'll be a feeling like you've never seen in your life. Tonight, the question is this. Are you sitting down or are you standing up? If you've been sitting down, man, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up and let God do something in your life. Do what He wants to do. And if you've been standing up, keep standing. Because I promise you it's worth it all. Let us pray. Father, I love You and I thank You for this night. I thank You for the very many blessings of life. I thank You so much for the cross of Calvary. Thank You so much, Father God, for the filling of the Holy Ghost tonight. That Peter, no longer did he sit idle by the fire of this world. But Father God, he got on fire with the Holy Ghost. Lord, tonight, as a church, as a pastor here, we need that. We need that on every believer. To the one that's already full, that's already on full tonight, we need it in our life. The one that's half empty, the one that's empty, we need a filling like never before. Father, we don't want to go on the filling we had yesterday. We want to go on today. And Lord, I'm asking You right now to be with every person that's under the sound of my voice. Father, that when they go to their workplace and they go to their family, they go wherever they need to go, I pray they be a warrior that You can just count on. And Lord, when it's been asked what's going on in their life, they can be a witness. Because we're more than conquerors through You. And we went out, and I thank You for that tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight that we just continue to stand for You at this church and always just tell the truth and let Your word feed us. Father, I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Let's gather.